This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. By the power vested in me, I hereby declare today in business and economic news, debt relief day. There are two items to bring to your immediate attention. Greece, of course, is the first. It got another tranche of its bailout money today, 7.16 billion euros to be precise, from the European Financial Stability Mechanism. It then promptly turned around and transferred that amount to the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund to settle its debts to those two institutions. Item the second is a little bit closer to home, the storied grocery chain A&P. The Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company filed for bankruptcy late last night, a filing that included a $100 million loan to help the company keep its affairs in order while it's under bankruptcy protection. This being capitalism, there are quite a few things that Greece and the A&P have in common, and also some pretty important things that they don't. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has the first part of that story.
Anyone who's taken even the most basic history class knows about Greece's storied past. A&P's rise and fall, probably less so. Mark Levinson is the author of The Great A&P.
At its peak in the late 1920s, A&P became the first retailer anywhere to sell $1 billion worth of merchandise in a single year. It was truly a giant.
But by the 1950s, Levinson says A&P was starting a long, slow decline.
None of the people who attempted to save it has really had much success doing so.
The grocer filed for bankruptcy in 2010. It emerged around the same time Greece was first teetering on the brink of default. Attorney Lee Buchheit helped Athens negotiate with its private creditors. He says thanks to the U.S. bankruptcy code, the path for companies is much clearer than for countries.
There is an institutional method by which claims against a corporate debtor can be extended or written down, and that is binding on all creditors.
That path often starts with a new loan, in A&P's case for $100 million. Peter Gilhooly is with the law firm Latham & Watkins. He says, like Greece's latest bailout, this money is supposed to be a bridge.
Right when you have your biggest trouble, you are getting a large amount of money to allow you to restructure or, in A&P's case, to liquidate efficiently.
The option to fold? That's probably the biggest difference between corporate bankruptcy and an insolvent country. A&P can use bankruptcy to sell itself off in pieces. But as my Washington colleague Kimberly Adams found out, you can't just wind down Greece.